According to new figures from the Gardaí, 337 vehicles have been seized since new laws relating to unaccompanied learner drivers were introduced at the end of December. Moya Murdoch, Chief Executive of the Road Safety Authority, is on the line. Moya, good morning. Thank you indeed for taking our call. First of all, remind us what the new law is. It's probably better known as the Clancy Amendment.
Well, it's probably not accurate calling it a new law. It always has been illegal to drive unaccompanied, Sean. But what has changed, there's new penalties. And the law, and the guards also got additional powers to seize a vehicle. There is a new law for the owner of a vehicle who knowingly lends a vehicle to an unaccompanied learner driver. That is the new element. But people should be aware that it has been illegal to drive unaccompanied prior to the new legislation changes coming into place. So really, it's just in a nutshell, it's strengthening the law that was already there to make sure that people abide by it more, because we know the consequences. And every year, on average, for the last 3 or 4 years, approximately 12 learner drivers have been involved in fatal collisions, and 80% of those learners were unaccompanied. So it's a real risk out there. It's actually a higher risk even than the low-level drink driving that people have accepted and supported the new penalties that were brought in.
And the new power that was begun or commenced on the 22nd of December gave an additional power to impound a vehicle where the car is being driven by somebody who is a learner driver but not accompanied.
That's correct. And as you say, it is a permit. They're not a licensed driver. And something had to be done, really, to get that message across, because there has been a culture in this country of turning a blind eye to driving unaccompanied. There's an ash or you'll be grand attitude taken to it. And it isn't grand. They're a high-risk road user. They're inexperienced. They don't have the lessons to demonstrate that they've learned how to drive appropriately, and they are involved in serious collisions and fatal collisions.
And the other thing is, though, I mean, like eight vehicles a day, that's quite a high figure that will, I think, surprise a lot of people.
It is very concerning that even though we had a very high-profile campaign, the Clancy Amendment, the ad campaign that came out was very impactful, that there still continues to be a significant number of people who have ignored the new legislation. And it also needs to be pointed out, if you do follow the Garda traffic Twitter feed, many of these individuals are actually multiple offenders. They're not just stopped for driving unaccompanied. They've been stopped for some other road traffic offence, whether it be speeding or seatbelt or mobile phone, or not displaying their learner plates, and subsequently they discover that they are actually an unaccompanied learner.
And so what are the sanctions then if the car is impounded? How does one get it back?
Well, obviously, you're inconvenienced there on the side of the road. You won't have your vehicle. It could be someone else's vehicle too. It could be your parents, or it could be a company car. Some employers aren't aware that their employees may not have a full license, so then they will have to go to the compound, get it back. There's a fee of €125 for the first day and €35 after that, but it's certainly a big inconvenience to have your car seized.
Yes.
You can also be brought to court, and the court fine could be up to €1,000 for employers who knowingly let their vehicle be driven. That fee could be much more significant, up to €5,000 for employers who allow employees drive unaccompanied. If they're a learner, fee is much bigger.
What do you say to people like Deputy Michael Healy-Ray, to whom we'll speak in a few minutes, this is effectively criminalising people? They're not setting out to break the law, they just have to drive to get to work or to college.
This isn't a new law. They're already breaking the law before this penalty was introduced. And it's very heartening to see. We've actually had a big increase in the number of people coming forward for the test in the last 5 weeks since the law was introduced. We've seen a 30% increase in people coming forward. We're actually seeing we are able to offer a lot more tests now because of the increase in driver testers that we took on, another 60. And just this week, Sean, it was really interesting. One of our driver testers said that she tested a man in his 30s who'd been driving around for many years on a learner permit. He said to her he didn't care. He had no intention of ever sitting the test. When he saw the ad on the television with Noel Clancy, he said it had a big impact on him. He went, he did the lessons, and he passed his test this week, and congratulations to him. And we hope we see an awful lot more people come forward, polish up your driving with those lessons, and get the test. It also, if that doesn't drive you forward, even the premium you're paying on your insurance, if you're a 30-year-old driving as a learner, you're paying approximately 20 to 25% more than a 30-year-old who is on a full license.
And so, what about the hardship argument?
There is no hardship. It's no different than any process in life. Like, if your kids have to learn how to have to study to do the leave insert, you don't leave them to their own devices and say, actually, I was grand. The very near jurisdiction, we have the same sort of population demographics. It is practically unheard of to drive unaccompanied, and there's far fewer collisions on the roads involving learner drivers. There's virtually no collisions involving an unaccompanied learner driver. We have asked for that sort of information from our colleagues in the north and from the PSNI. The first question that came back, I said, well, what do you mean collisions involving unaccompanied learners? That's illegal. We don't have them. And that is the truth, actually. They were really surprised to see us asking for that information. So this is saving lives, and we are seeing the benefit on our roads. The roads have got safer in this country over the years, and we want to try and eliminate it, bring it to zero altogether. We don't want a repeat of the deaths of the likes of Geraldine and Louise Clancy, and really, people have to be responsible. Parents have to be responsible. There is an inconvenience, but look, get them to do the test, take the lessons, and everybody's better off.
Okay. Look, thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's Moya Murdoch there, Chief Executive of the Road Safety Authority. As I say, Michael Healy-Ray, TD for Kerry, is on the line now. What do you say to what you just heard, Michael Healy-Ray?
Good morning, Sean. Well, to you and your listeners, the very first thing I'd say is we all have one common purpose in this whole debate. Of course, we don't want to see any family lose a family member or a loved relative. We do not want to see that happen. But what our legislators did when they brought in this amendment, what is now known as the Clancy Amendment, they criminalised young people in rural areas in particular, who out of necessity. Now, what Maya called it was a culture. Well, I'm afraid her wording is wrong. It was not a culture. It's a thing called bare basic necessity. If you're living in any part of rural Ireland, how can you realistically say to your mother or father, your aunt or your uncle, you're on a waiting list to have a driving test carried out, and it would be far more in Maya's line to be campaigning to ensure that when a person wants to be tested to get a full licence...
But did you not hear her say she's taken on an extra 60 testers?
Yes, I did. And if you knew the reality that means on the ground to a person living in the county that I represent, where they're still waiting extraordinarily long lengths of time to have a test, what that actually means to them is they're still waiting. And wherever she put the testers, maybe she put them above in Dublin, but it is not having an effect in rural parts of Ireland. And to finish the point that I'm making, Sean, these young people, it is out of necessity. They need to go to college, they need to go to school. If they're living in rural locations, they are, if they want part-time work to help fund themselves and assist their families who might be struggling on low incomes, how can they say to their mother or their father, well, sit in the car with me there because I have to go into town because I need to...
Yeah, but that's cold comfort to Geraldine and Louise Clancy, who lost their lives in Cork when a learner driver lost control of her car. Interestingly, the date when the new regulations came in or the new arrangements was the third anniversary of that tragedy.
Well, interestingly, you left Maya make 16 different points. I didn't get to make one yet, and you were interrupting me.
You're not at this again. You were at it with Boucher Hayes about a month or two ago. Well, here we go again.
Well, Sean, look, you rang me, you asked me to give my view, and I'd like to give my view if you'd allow me.
And you've never succeeded in doing anything less. Go on.
And if you don't want to allow me, well, don't ring me in the future. If you don't want me to talk in your programme, why the hell do you ring me up and ask me to come on?
Because we just wanted your views, but I don't think we've never had the practice, Michael, now, in fairness. And you and I have had a good relationship going back to years where we give people uninterrupted free run to make their points unchallenged. We do want to hear your view.
Well, if I can finish it, what this is doing now, it's criminalising young people. You've seen the figures where people are having to pay up to 8,000 a day. That's possibly what the state is accruing in fines. 8,000 a day and €125 a day for each vehicle that's impounded beyond a certain length of time. And Like, it's totally unfair because these are learners. Many of the people who voted for this legislation have freely admitted to me, oh, well, sure, we did it ourselves. So everybody is young. Everybody has to start somewhere. And some of the TDs who voted for this legislation, they drove cars themselves unaccompanied because they had no choice either. But then they saw fit to come along and criminalise young people. How can I justify to people living in rural parts of County Kerry that I would go to Dublin and vote for legislation that would criminalise them? I would not do it. I wouldn't support it. And on the point of any individual family who loses a family member, I don't want to see that happen, Sean, and you know I don't, no more than you or anybody else does. But you cannot legislate for every accident. I'll give you an example. If a person goes out the back of their house and goes use a chainsaw on their own, and if they cut their leg and damage themselves severely or finish up fatally injured, or goes out in a boat on their own and finishes up drowning, you can't bring in rules and regulations for every aspect of life.
Well, you can actually, and again, if I may interrupt you after a minute and a half, uninterrupted, the point is you can make it compulsory for people to wear life jackets before they take. You can't stand over them. You can't have a guard standing on every quayside, but you can bring in rules that require them to do that.
But are we going to wrap ourselves up in a nanny state completely that we're going to be completely bound up with legislation?
No, but hold on.
What I would rather see us do is deal with this problem sensibly, and that is when a person needs to do a test, that within a very reasonable length of time that they could make an application and be sure they're going to be called. But every day I and my office are inundated with requests of people saying, look, can something be done? We're waiting for months on end to be called for a test and we can't get called. I'm trying to get employers to write letters saying, well, look, this person needs their licence. And that's what we're trying to do.
But do you
trying
do...
to get people... We're begging to get people
how
to
long,
call.
How long is the waiting like area Maya, among your constituents at the moment?
Well, I'll put it...
The waiting, area.
If your waiting time is 10 to 15 to 17 weeks, are you realistically saying to a person who might be, above in Knocknagoshal or in Rosna and that needs to go into Tralee or Killarney to do part-time work, are you going to say to that person, well, for 10 or 15 weeks, your mother or your father or your aunt or your uncle has to accompany you into your place of work and be there at 1 o'clock at night when they might come out of after doing part-time work in a hotel or a shift of work in some establishment? And this is all these people are trying to do, is trying to work, making a few pounds to help educate themselves or people travelling to college. And I think what Moya and her supporters in Dáil Éireann did was they hurt young people. But remember, the young people of today are the future of tomorrow, and they'll get a strong answer from people because there is an awful lot of upset over what, and these figures only prove that. It's erasing potentially €8,000 in fines every day. And I don't blame the guards. The guards are only implementing the legislation that was brought out by the TDs who supported it.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Michael Healy-Ray, TD for Kerry. We'll leave the last word on this to Noel Harrington, who's tweeted, I never thought I'd agree with Michael Healy-Ray, but this law is incredibly unfair. They go from non-implementation of a law to zero tolerance in the space of a couple of months. It's criminalising people.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.